It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I hope you had a great weekend. Welcome in, Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio. It's Monday, April 1st. No jokes today. All right? Don't trick me, Scooter. Oh, breaking news. Whatever.
I'm through my April Fool's jokes.
I'm 60. Bad jokes could cause my heart to, go out.
Wait, so, you were telling me before we came on that you were telling April Fool's jokes
to my
morning.
5-year-old grandson. Yes. But I can't get one because I'm old. I could keel over at any minute. I don't need any shocks in my life. Monday, April 1st. Welcome to the new month. The Final Four is set. Going to be fun. No Tennessee, no Duke. I'm pretty happy. It's going to be fun. Purdue's there, so Scoots isn't ecstatic, but he'll get over it. First weekend of Major League Baseball in the books. We'll talk about that. Women's basketball tonight, very exciting. I mean, I'm going to be watching this, Scoots, and I'm not a guy that plans to watch women's basketball. Sometimes if it's on and I run across it, good game, I'll watch. But this is appointment viewing tonight.
You've been watching women's basketball like crazy.
I know. This is appointment viewing tonight. Iowa and LSU rematch of last year's national championship game in a regional final. And then UConn and USC. I mean, Paige Beckers and Juju Watkins, sign me up. So I'll be all over the women's game tonight. Louisville has already picked up two transfer portal guys from the College of Charleston. Shocker. Now, there's a few ways to look at this, and I'll get to those ways coming up. M&M Cartage Online is – that's a tease. M&M Cartage Online is open, 502-384-1450, 384-1450. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Get your text into that number, and don't forget to sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards. Receive 25% off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers that you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store or on Google Play today. Also, all fountain drinks, Fizz Freeze, 32 ounces or smaller, still 89 cents at all area Thornton's locations. And check out the new Chicken and Waffle Breakfast Burrito. Available every morning at all participating Thornton's locations. I hear it's really, really good.
It is.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know. I hear it's really good.
You know where to find them.
They're all out of them by the time I'm out of bed. I mean, let's be honest. These things are good. They got the Mike's Hot Honey on them. Everybody's raving about them that has had them to me. And I don't get any because I have an inconsiderate. Well, anyway, we're not even going to go there. We're not even going to go there. We want to go there, but we're not going to go there. All right. So, got all that coming up. Also, Jay Biggs, the PGA General Manager of Valley View Golf Course, will join me in about 13 minutes. We will talk about what's going to happen next Monday. All the shows, except probably Rutherford, who doesn't like to go anywhere, are going to be on site at Valley View Golf Course. Why? Because it is a solar eclipse, and they're having a big tournament, I guess, special events all day at the Valley View next Monday, April 8th, and we'll talk to Jay Biggs all about that in the next segment.
If I was Rutherford, I would want to be out there because
I don't know why you wouldn't.
His show starts at 3. The eclipse is supposed to be about 3:30.
Be perfect.
So he'd be doing 4 minutes of radio in the dark.
Just
got to
make sure the flashlight on his phone works and he'll be fine, right?
Yeah, sure.
I still want to play golf, and I'm going to give Jay a little grief about this. I know there's a tournament going on. I'm just going to assume it's a shotgun start.
It is, yep.
So just throw us in there like a 1:15 tee time somewhere. And we can't do that? We can't make that happen, Scoots?
Come on. You'll have to ask him.
I'm going to ask him, believe me. I'm not bashful. all right, Louisville picks up two Charleston transfers. Rain Smith, I guess it's Rain, R-E-Y-N-E.
Spell it again.
R-E-Y-N-E.
Yeah, I'd say Rain.
6'2 junior this past season, 112 three-pointers made. He shot 39.4% from deep. That's a good thing. James Scott was a 6'11 freshman who shot 79% from the field, 45 block shots, only played 16 minutes a game. Now, there's two ways to look at this. Yes, they were in the tournament. Who'd they lose to? Was it Alabama? No, that was Grand Canyon. Was it Alabama? It might have been Alabama.
I think it was
first
Alabama,
round.
Yeah.
They were in the tournament. They won their league. They won their league tournament. Pat Kelsey, great job there. It's still College of Charleston. Okay? They still didn't win a tournament game. Pat Kelsey's never won a tournament game. The other way to look at it is, all right, get some guys in here. He knows them. He must believe they could play at this level, at the Power 5 level, Power 6 level, or they wouldn't be coming to the University of Louisville. Right? Now, I don't want the whole College of Charleston team here, but if you're Louisville, at this point, you still have to take what you can get, because everybody not named Tylar Johnson is now in the portal, including Okorafor, who got in this weekend. So everybody's in the portal except Tylar Johnson. Right now, if you're Pat Kelsey, you got three guys on your roster. Tylar Johnson and Rain Smith, who are 6'2 and under league guards, and 6'11 guy that played 16 minutes a game, James Scott. Maybe a project at the Power 6 level.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get some people in here. And the 502 circle is going crazy today. Did you see this?
I saw it teased last night, but I didn't actually see what happened. No.
The name on the Kieber Center, and I always say it wrong because it's spelled like Kuber. It's the guy that owns all the Planet Fitnesses. The Rick Kieber. He has he has agreed to donate up to $1 million. He's going to match whatever the 502 Circle can bring in from donors in the next, I don't know how long, 48 hours, whatever it is, up to $1 million. That is a big deal. That's NIL money, man. That's NIL money. And in this day and age, that is a big deal. But they are hot and heavy. Pat Kelsey himself on Twitter, I just saw it, posted a video of himself urging the Cardinal fans to give, let's get this thing going. And he is a very energetic, very persuasive coach. But I said this last week. What happens in November and December and January is what Louisville fan cares about. That's what they care about. You can raise money. You can get butts in the seats to start your career as the Louisville head coach. And you might be a great coach. I don't know. We'll find out. Till you win games, it's all just smoke and mirrors here. And he is P.T. Barnum, the famous circus promoter, was a great promoter, right? He was a great promoter. There are a lot of great promoters. They're not all great basketball coaches. There are a lot of guys that can get you excited about what you're going to see in the future. But until that future is delivered the way that the fan base wants it to be, it's really all just smoke and mirrors right now. He's saying all the right things. He's doing everything that he can do, and that's what he should be doing. I'm not getting on Pat Kelsey here. He should be out rebel rousing and getting the fan base up and saying all the right things and telling them, you know, we're not, this is not a broken thing. We're going to win. We're going to rock and roll. But I will caution Louisville fan to enjoy it. Be excited about it, but don't be overly excited about it. I want to see the roster. I want to see the assistant coaches, which I think he's just going to bring with him most of those guys, which is great. I love continuity. But I want to see the results, especially in November. You know what? First thing, win your two exhibition games.
That's it.
Just win your two exhibition games. These are baby steps. And I know in the world of the transfer portal and NIL, nobody in social media, nobody likes to have baby steps anymore. Everybody wants the quick fix right now. Enjoy the baby steps. Win the exhibition games. Beat Bellarmine. I don't even know if they're going to play Bellarmine. And I'm the Bellarmine radio guy, and I don't even know if they're going to play Bellarmine. I know Scotty wants to play Louisville. He was in the ear of Josh Hurd and Kenny Payne all year. Hey, schedule us next year. Come on, let's get this over with. They'll schedule. And they drug their feet. Now, in fairness, Kenny Payne probably knew he wasn't going to be the coach. Josh Hurd probably knew Kenny Payne wasn't going to be the coach either. But I know Bellarmine wants to play Louisville and in the Yum Center if they have to again. No problem. But if you're Pat Kelsey, you got to beat Bellarmine. Kenny Payne lost to Bellarmine almost twice. Almost twice. That game was really close this past year.
Yep.
Win that game. win the games against the teams you're supposed to beat that aren't in your conference. DePaul. How many games did DePaul win this year? Three.
Yep.
One of them was Louisville. So get excited, Cardinal fan. This is a great time. Well, I don't even know. I don't want to say it's a great time because the NCAA tournament's going on. And you lost to the team that's in the Final Four. And you had a chance to beat them in the first round of the ACC tournament. Crazy.
Could have been Louisville.
Crazy. Nah, I wouldn't go that far. But as Kevin Keats said, why not us? NC State has won 9 straight games now. Scooter, they were all elimination games.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them. You're out of the tournament if you lose. All 5 games in the ACC tournament, and obviously all 4 games in the NCAA tournament.
They're the first Final Four team with 14 losses.
It's incredible. Yeah. Here would be my question. After watching them play the last few times out, how did you lose 14 games? Was DJ Burns, did he miss some time?
Right.
I know DJ Horn missed a few games here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Did DJ Burns miss games? Because he is fun to watch, man.
I don't
know how he does it.
I just think he plays better when the lights are brightest, you know? I mean, that's what it seems like with DJ Burns, is when that spotlight's on him, he's going to show out.
He's my kind of guy. Because when they go down the court, it's 4-on-5, and then they set it up, and all of a sudden, here he comes. And you're going, that's me. That is me 100%. You guys go ahead, get you a fast break bucket. If you can't, I'll come on down and help you score. Right? That's what he does.
Yeah.
And he's great at it. And he's got unbelievable touch. I don't know how he gets some shots off that he gets off, but when he gets them off, guess what? They go in. Great passer out of the low post.
Yeah.
Wonderful passer. Finds the open man like nobody's business. They lost 7 of their last 9 regular season games. The last 4 in a row before the ACC tournament. It is not hyperbole to say nobody, not even God, saw this coming. And he knows everything. Nobody saw this coming.
Best tournament run in your lifetime?
For a 4-game, yes. Yes. But my lifetime's a lot longer than yours.
True.
NC State, 83. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And they won it all. The VCU run, the George Mason run.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about unexpected runs. NC State, 83, if they don't win the ACC tournament, they're not in. And they win it all. They beat Houston and Fast Slamma Jamma, which they'd already etched their name on the trophy that was so big of a mismatch. NC State 76, Duke 64. All right. Duke, things don't change much. Here's what changes. Mike Krzyzewski's not over on that bench. It's John Shire. And I said all year, I thought Duke was overrated. Now, they did get to the Elite Eight. And I thought they were going to win yesterday, just going into the game.
Same.
I thought I'm going to have to get on the air Monday and talk about how wrong I was. Duke is a lot better than I thought they were. I did say as the year went along, their young guards, McLean, those guys, they got better. They got a lot better as the year went on. And that really helped them. But Filipowski, for my money, is the next. He's Grayson Allen. He's Grayson Allen, but he's 6'10 instead of 6'3. Oh, what a crybaby. What a whiner. But that's Duke. That's Duke basketball.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They make you hate them. And they usually thrive on that. They thrived on that under Coach K. I'm not sure John Shire's not going to wear out his welcome fairly quick at Duke. I don't think he's that good of a coach. And again, I'll go back to Kenny Payne. Some guys are great assistant coaches. They're not great head coaches. I think John Shire, not that he's Kenny Payne, but he's going to fall into that category of great assistant coach, terrific loyalty to the program, all of that stuff, but they're going to have to go in another way and get a real head coach in there. Because if the Duke job is actually open up, Scoots, if they open up the Duke job, everybody wants that job.
Oh, yeah.
You got your pick of coaches from anywhere. Burns had 29 yesterday, by the way.
He did.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable that they are where they are. And if you're Purdue, watch out.
I told you.
I'm almost penciling Purdue into the final right now, but let me tell you what, it is in pencil.
Zach Edey hasn't seen a guy like DJ Burns.
Nobody sees a guy like DJ Burns.
Very true.
But NC State hasn't seen a guy like Zach Edey either.
Sure.
I mean, let's be fair. Speaking of Zach Edey, Purdue 72, Tennessee 66. This was a really fun game. It's the first time in years, a few years anyway, we've had a 1-2 meet in a regional final, mm-hmm. which blew my mind. I thought, well, it has to happen at least every other year. No, it's been like since before the pandemic. Edey had 40 points and 16 rebounds. Tennessee and Rick Barnes decided, look, he's going to get his. We're just going to try to slow down everybody else. Purdue did not shoot the three very well, which kept Tennessee in the game. Dalton Connect is really good, but he couldn't carry him. They had no other offensive options. Ziegler had another bad game. Adu, they put the third string in before they put Adu back in. He was deer in the headlights with Zach Edey. 1980, the last time Purdue was in the Final Four under Lee Rose. That was pre-Gene Katie.
It's been a long time.
How old were you in 1980, Scooter?
-9.
Okay, I was 16 when they played. Joe Barry Carroll was on that team. Boy, he was great. But Purdue, first trip since 1980 to the Final Four. First trip to the Final Four for Alabama. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about UConn and if that train can be slowed down at all. And Jay Biggs from Valley View Golf Course after the break. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. We'll talk more college hoops, including the five teams since 1990 when the AP poll went to top 25 that are in the Final Four without ever appearing in the AP poll top 25. Obviously, North Carolina State's one of them. Who are the other four? Don't look it up, Scooter. We'll quiz you after we are through with our guest. And we go to the M&M Cartage Hotline, bring in Jay Biggs, PGA General Manager at Valley View Golf Course. How you doing today, Jay?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Are you on the golf course right now?
I wish. You're looking at it, though. Nice day.
It is a nice day. How often do you get to play?
I play about once a week.
I would play five times a week. If I was just getting three holes in at the end of the day, I'd play five times a week.
That's always the yearly promise, but I never seem to happen.
we're going to be out there Monday, next Monday, April 8th, for the Solar Eclipse Open. Explain the brainchild. Where did this come from, the Solar Eclipse Open?
Well, one of our teammates, Kim Tarr, mentioned to me that, hey, are we doing anything for this event? I said, well, that's a great idea. We need to. So we started thinking as a team and groups, you got it together, and we came up with a pretty good format, I think. So we're looking forward to it. We're going to do a shotgun. You know,
okay.
Our little cookouts and some Blue Moon beer specials. Wanted to really get a shot of 100 people hitting a glow ball during the eclipse. So we're going to have a shot for some prizes for some glow ball golf, too. So
everybody's –
it's going to be a fun day.
The eclipse is going to – now, I guess the shotgun start is going to start about 11, right?
Yeah.
And the eclipse will start about 3 o'clock. Somewhere in the 3 o'clock hour. And I guess when it gets dark, that team has to now hit the glow ball, right?
Yeah, we're going to sound a horn and get everybody on one hole that we've got a circle from about 70 yards around it.
Oh, okay.
Everybody will hit at the same time, so it ought to be a pretty cool picture. And then we'll give some really good prizes for the winners of all these events to really just, it's on a Monday, you know, it's, a lot of people will be out checking it out. So I thought, how do we tie it into golf? And I think it'll be a good time to do this. I'm looking forward to having everybody out here and hitting that shot in the dark. Kind of a cool deal. Everybody loves a glow ball.
Well, Scooter and I wanted to play a whole round, but we can't do that, right?
Yeah, come on.
Uh-oh, did you hear that, Scoot?
I heard it, yeah. Let's do it.
He said, come on, and he thinks he might be able to get us out in the middle of the dark to play a little golf on Monday. So food, drink, what if people want to play or people just want to show up? Let's just say people want to say, you know what, it's going to be cool to see that. I want to show up and see this. What time should they get there? What should they bring? And I'm assuming you're going to have these Eclipse glasses on site as well, right?
Yeah, we've got Eclipse glasses for all the golfers. And I'm sure we'll have a few extra rounds if somebody wanted to come out. You know, I'd probably get here a half hour before the Eclipse. And you know, like I said, they could take part in the drink specials and food. You know, we're anticipating having 100 golfers here, so it should be a pretty full golf day for us, too.
Have you guys done anything like this before? Or when, to be honest, I'm playing ignorant here. I'm not really playing. I am ignorant. When's the last time we had a solar eclipse?
Gosh, it's been, I think I saw in the news, it's been 30 years or so.
Oh, so you weren't you weren't general manager then?
No.
I think it's
it was a brainchild of one of the team members to do something, and everybody put our brains together, and we came up with a shot in the dark. And, you know, Monday's weather's good. This time of year, we're pretty busy. We'll do 130 players or so. So kind of a way just to organize it a little bit and have a good time and open it up to more people that might not be out here on a Monday.
And we'll be out there. Scooter and I will be there. I know the Kentucky Roll Call guys will be out there from 7 to 9. Matt Dennison will be out there from 11 to 12, and I'll be there from 12 to 1. So, Jay, we really look forward to it. Thanks for the invite, and we'll keep promoting this thing as the week goes along. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Jay Biggs, PGA General Manager, Valley View Golf Club. I think that was – I don't know if that was a real invitation, Scooter. It's April Fool's Day, so maybe
– Oh, I didn't think about
maybe
that.
Maybe he's going to text you back and say, April Fool's, you guys can come in any other day.
You're probably right.
So, how are you – all right. If they're playing at 11, I probably should ask Jay this. How are you going to get everybody on the same hole at 3 o'clock to hit a golf ball?
So I don't think the eclipse is till like 3:30.
So the round should be just about
everyone
over.
Should
Everybody's
be done
round
by
should
3.
Be,
yeah.
If not over, you've played 17, come on in here.
Yeah, exactly.
He said they're going to sound the horn. Yeah. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. So when they sound the horn, everybody back to the spot that they're going to, 170 yards. Make 120 and I'll play.
Is that what he said? I thought he said 70.
Oh, did he say 70? I thought he said 100.
I thought 70.
In any event, it's Monday, April 8th, solar eclipse open. And if you just want to have some fun, something to do on eclipse day, take a half day off work, head out to Valley View Golf Course. It's going to be fun. All right. I've given you time to think about it, Scooter. Since the AP poll went to top 25 in 1989-90, teams to make the Final Four without appearing in the AP top 25 poll the entire season, five of them. NC State is the most recent. Can you name any of the other four?
It's got to be George Mason, right?
George Mason, 2006, is correct.
How about VCU?
2011, correct.
I think that's where I end.
2000, Wisconsin.
Hmm.
How about that? A Power 16.
Okay.
And 2018, Sister Jean.
Oh, daggone
Loyola of Chicago.
I'm mad at myself. I missed that one.
But NC State is the fifth. That is, that's cool. That is cool. And if you had them in your bracket, you're lying to me. all right. So,
one of my best friends, he showed me his bracket this weekend. He had NC State and Duke playing in the Elite Eight.
So did I.
Really? You took NC State to the Elite Eight?
In my ACC only bracket.
Man, I never even thought about having them win that first round
game. I do that every year, though. I do a bracket for each Power 6 conference. Mm. So everybody advances. So I had NC State Duke winning, Carolina winning the title. I don't know who I had in the other one. I might even have Virginia on one of them.
Cool, though, that we got out of the Final Four, there's four different conferences.
Four different conferences.
That's awesome.
You got Big East, SEC, Big Ten, and ACC. Sorry, Big 12. Thanks for playing.
They were the best all year, you thought, right?
Well, and I did. I still think they were. But when Shedd got hurt against Duke on Friday
that
night.
That sucked.
That's when I went, man, Duke's going to get to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Because Shedd is so huge for Houston. And Kelvin Sampson spoke to that after the game. And then, Houston played them tough, but you just kind of felt like Duke's going to win this game. And then they get NC State. NC State gets another upset. I'm thinking, I've got to put up with Duke in the Final Four. Are you kidding me? But I don't. I don't.
By the way, Purdue has lost to a double-digit seed the last three tournaments.
Ooh, I know where you're going.
And they probably thought they were going to be in the clear. But this could make it four straight, just saying.
I don't put anything past any of these four teams. I really don't.
I'm done doubting NC State.
I'm done doubting everybody. Yeah. You can't doubt anybody. UConn 77, Illinois 52. Did you watch the stinker that was?
Man, I told the story on Kentucky Roll Call, so I'll give you an abbreviated version. I was at my buddy's house, and it was 23-23.
Yeah.
We ordered some food. We ordered some pasta and a pizza and some wings from pizza place. Went outside. He's building his wife's mom a house on their property. Went outside.
Don't ever do that, by the way.
Measured the house, did all that stuff, came back in, smashed all the food, went back in the living room, sat on the couch, and it was 53-23 when it was tied when we walked outside.
30-0 run.
Unbelievable.
For UConn. They feel like they're obviously the favorite at this point.
Yeah.
They feel like they can turn on anytime. That they just play, all right, let's play a little bit. Okay, we get to halftime. All right, this is enough of this. Let's put this team away. That's what it feels like with this team.
For sure.
And it's a different cast of characters. Not totally, but it's a big difference than the team they had last year.
Yeah.
So you got to give Danny Hurley a lot of credit. It's his system. I don't know if it's a system. If he's got an unbelievable eye for talent that some of these other Power Six guys don't have, bring right guys into your system. But whatever it is, Danny Hurley's getting it done. 10 straight tournament wins by 13 or more points.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, that's
unbelievable.
That is dynastic. That is a domination in every sense of the word. They are now a double-digit favorite in the Final Four because they were not a double-digit favorite against Illinois. I think it was 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
I had UConn, by the way, because you know what? If it ain't broke, why try to fix it? They're 11.5 over Alabama on Saturday night. That's the late game Saturday, by the way. Alabama 89, Clemson 82. Very entertaining game. Really fun game. Your big boy Hall, he can't help it. He can't help himself.
No.
He's got to foul out.
Yeah.
He just can't help it. Bama ended up hitting 16 threes. Sears, I think, missed his first six or seven and then made seven of his next eight. First Final Four ever for the Alabama Crimson Tide, and this is not football. Nick Saban's not coming through that door. But Nate Oates, congratulations, nice win. Saturday in Phoenix, 6:09, NC State and Purdue. Purdue is 8.5, by the way. Purdue is a smaller favorite against an 11 seed than Connecticut is against a 4 seed.
This is the combined, the totals are the largest in Final Four history.
I imagine that's true.
Which also, that 11.5 for UConn is the second highest spread in a Final Four game since they started keeping track. Can you name number one?
Houston over NC State.
It was actually Gonzaga over UCLA. They were 14.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. That's good. That is a better trivia question than mine. I like that. So that'll happen Saturday. If you want your college basketball fix before Saturday, you get it tonight. Women's games, both on ESPN, and we have spreads here as well, Scooter, courtesy of ESPN Bet. By the way, why does ESPN have to get into the betting thing?
They got to be in everything.
Hey, you know, FanDuel's got something, and DraftKings has something, Caesar Sportsbook. Let's make our own.
And they got into it like 7 years later.
And
when do we do it?
But why not? It's free money if you're ESPN. Mm-hmm. It's free money. LSU and Iowa, this is a 3-1. This is a rematch of last year's game, and it is the early game tonight. It's the 7:15 start. They want this one, I think. They want eyes on this game.
Mm-hmm.
And the NCAA committee took a chance here. They took a chance when they didn't have them matched up maybe earlier. Maybe you make LSU a 4 and they get matched up earlier in the tournament. They wanted these two teams matching up, and they got lucky. They got it. Iowa struggled against West Virginia. Could have lost that game. The Kim Mulkey book came out on Saturday, by the way. It was not as nearly as explosive as she thought it was going to be. That's for sure. Iowa is a 1.5-point favorite over the defending national champions. Caitlin Clark against Angel Reese. Who you got tonight?
I've got a preseason bet on LSU to win it all, so I'm gonna stick with them. Give me them with the 1.5.
And 9:15-ish, UConn and USC. I think they fixed the floor in Portland.
They did.
You see this?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Somebody's got to lose their job on that one, right?
Well, and then you had
the whole 1 3-point line is shorter at the top of the key than the other?
You had that whole debacle, and then did you hear about the official they had to pull mid-game?
No.
Last week?
No.
Because they figured out, I guess it was just a few minutes into the game, but they had to remove her from the game and put in the alternate official because she had a degree from one of the schools. Who is not doing their job prior to that game to know that she has a degree?
That seems simple to find out.
Like what?
That seems pretty simple. Here's your questionnaire as an official for the game. Question number one, did you graduate from either of the schools? Yes. I accidentally wrote no. Sorry, I didn't understand the question. UConn and USC tonight, Paige Beckers, who Gino Auriemma, and you always stand by your player, but he said she's the best player in the country. He doesn't want Caitlin. He doesn't want Angel. He doesn't want Juju, the freshman. He wants Paige Beckers.
I wonder where she would rank for him all time.
Well, if she hadn't gotten injured, I think maybe right behind Breanna Stewart, right? Is Breanna Stewart number one?
Has to be.
Four titles.
Yeah, has to be.
Rebecca Lobo. I mean, there's a lot of names. Diana Taurasi?
Yeah.
There's a lot of names here, man.
And he's coached a few.
I mean, when the third name I think of is Diana Taurasi, that's a juggernaut program.
Didn't even name Maya Moore.
Yeah, I like Maya Moore. Big fan of Maya Moore.
Same.
More ways than one. USC and the freshman, have you seen Juju Watkins?
I have seen Juju.
Have you seen the Juju Watkins Joel Embiid commercial?
I have not.
With the hair.
I don't think so.
It's very clever. Joel's getting a haircut. He's going through all a bunch of different styles, and she comes out of nowhere and says, hey, how about the Juju? The little bun on top?
Oh, yeah, I have seen that.
And he says, yes, that's the one.
I'm big on the – right now, my favorite is the Chet Holmgren, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander commercial.
Oh, man, don't sing.
That one is the best.
It's the best. I like that they can laugh at each other about it. You know, we're a little off-key, but we'll get better, I think Shai says at the end of it. ESPN tonight, Connecticut is a lower seed. They're the 3 seed. Southern Cal's the 1. Connecticut is a 3.5-point favorite. Is that all about the coach?
I would say the history? History, yeah. I mean, I think USC covers that 3.5, but I will tell you, John, I'm rooting for UConn just because it has never happened in NCAA history. You have never had two schools with their men's and women's teams in the Final Four in the same year.
And NC State has both, right?
Yep. So if UConn women win tonight, they'll join the men, and it'll be the first time in history. Pretty cool.
But we got to hear about it, right? Got to hear about it. You're an Indiana fan. You got Louisville fans around here, Kentucky fans. They got to hear about it. We didn't get one in. We got two in. All right. So, women's basketball tonight. Very excited about it. Is the NIT over, by the way?
I don't think so.
Do we have any idea?
I don't think it is. No.
Well, now I got to look.
I think it was last night. Wasn't it last night that Indiana State beat Cincinnati?
It wasn't last night.
That wasn't last night?
No. But the semifinals are tomorrow.
Okay.
In New York, I'm going to assume. Utah, I didn't even know they were still in it.
The Final Four for the
Pinkel
NIT.
Pinkel Fieldhouse. Yeah. In Indianapolis. I've been there. It's great.
It is great.
Utah and Indiana State, a two out of their bracket is Utah, 1 Indiana State. Indiana State, 2.5-point favorite. And SEC, baby. Who from the SEC is still alive in the NIT?
Georgia.
Yes, good call. Georgia and Seton Hall, a 4 seed and a 1 seed. The Hall is a 4-point favorite in that one. You know, I should go up to those games tomorrow.
You should?
I should send them an email, get a press credential, and head up there. That's good. That's fun, man.
Heard you wouldn't.
Look, the NIT is historical. Now, it's more historical when it was in Madison Square Garden, the semis and the finals. But Hinkle Fieldhouse is a
great
cherished
venue.
Landmark and a great venue in Indianapolis. When did you say you heard I wouldn't?
Heard you wouldn't.
You don't think I will?
No.
Are you challenging me to?
I'm challenging you. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah. Now I feel like I have to ask, at least. Let's take a break. We'll come back. The first weekend of Major League Baseball is in the books. You got some teams that are undefeated, teams that are winless. We'll check up on Scooter Cincinnati Reds as well. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage and the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. Final segment on this Monday.
Woohoo!
It's like you just can't wait to leave.
I can't wait.
It's like
to
you
leave.
Just can't wait to leave.
I don't know if you know this
about
me.
You have been
John.
Here all morning.
I don't know if you know this about me. Listeners probably definitely don't. I hate working. Even though I hardly consider this work, but I just
going to say.
I want to do whatever I want. I want to go play golf. I want to play outside. I don't want to go work.
Speaking of golf, thanks to Jay Biggs for joining me in the second segment. Valley View PGA General Manager, the April 8th Solar Eclipse Open. I guess people can still sign up for that.
Yeah.
I should have asked him.
Yeah, you can sign up. You've got till this Saturday at noon.
And you bring your own foursome?
No, it's individual play.
Oh, individual play. Yeah. Oh, I'm out. No.
You don't think 116 will get it done?
Give me a scramble. I'm happy. No, I'm out. That is this Monday. The next Monday, April 8th, I will be on grounds from 12 to 1. The earlier shows today on this network will be on there as well. Solar eclipse happens Monday. Late afternoon, I guess. Middle of the afternoon.
By the way, the last one was 2017.
Oh, so Jay may have been the general manager then.
I was going to chime in and tell you all.
That's okay. We don't want to call him out.
Kind of like the text.
Doesn't know when the last
kind of like the texter was. Did to me on the text line.
Yeah, let's get to that. Then you can hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. Texter, you're wrong. I'm going to defend Scoots early here.
Yeah.
Scoots, the text says, Scoots, that fact is incorrect. Louisville men's and women's teams both made the Final Four in 2013. Both also played for the championship, but only the men won. That's not what Scooter said.
Said two teams, two schools.
Teams, same year.
Yeah.
In the Final Four, men's and women's. And if UConn wins tonight, then UConn will have both in and NC State will have both in.
And also, Texter, let the record show that Louisville did not win that game in 2013.
Oh, wow. Also, Texter, shut up. Says Scooter. Not me. I love my texter. Want to text the show? I'll read it. Even if it's just a green eggs and ham soliloquy. I don't care. I'll read it. All right. So the Final Four set next week. But that means baseball's here. And the Masters is here, by the way.
Hey, sure.
Masters is a week, well, 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm. Week and a half. First weekend of Major League Baseball is in the books, and if it's any indication of what the year is going to be like, it is going to be glorious. We had three benches clearing incidents.
Yeah, I didn't see any of those, which is why.
I was watching the Mets-Milwaukee game when it happened.
What day was that?
I want to say Saturday. Rhys Hoskins, who was out all year last year with the Phillies with the torn knee ligament, is now on the Brewers. He slid hard into second base. Jeff McNeil didn't like the way he slid. He went past the base.
Oh, I did see
but
that.
He hung on to, he hung on to the base.
Oh, he cleated the hell out of him though.
He did cleat him and his knee buckled a little bit and he was not happy and benches cleared. Now there were no punches thrown, but McNeil immediately just leaned down and started screaming at Rhys Hoskins while he was still on the ground. And Hoskins didn't even look at him. He laid there like, whatever. And then Hoskins gives him the you're crying boo-hoo with the double fist by the eyes.
From the dugout.
Well, he did it before he went to the dugout, and he did it in the dugout. He did it both places. It was great. And then I saw Tampa Bay, Toronto. Dude slides into third. He's out. The pitcher gave up the hit. The pitcher's backing up third. The dude slides, gets up. It was a pop-up slide, and he kind of bumped into the pitcher, and the pitcher said something to him. And I have to believe that the batter said, I just hit one in the gap off of you. Take it easy. I hit that cheese you threw 400 feet. And the pitcher puts his glove in his face and pushes him away, and then the bench is clear. Now, there was a third one that I didn't see.
But there was no, like, physical
no fight. Swinging, yeah. No punches. But they're testy early. Yeah. I like it. The Yankees swept the Astros.
Unbelievable.
In Houston. Yeah. Who picked
the Yankees
to go to the playoffs? I did. Thank you very much.
I did too. Thank you very much.
I wouldn't go that far, but Juan Soto was great. threw a guy out on Thursday from in the ninth inning to preserve a lead. Had the game-winning hit in the ninth yesterday.
Had a homer on Friday,
He's enjoying life. He is the early leader for MVP three games in. four games in. Yankees and Pirates are 4-0. Yeah.
Pirates 4-0
Pirates
too?
Are 4-0. They swept Miami. You know, can you name the two teams that are 3-0?
No.
The two other undefeated teams.
I can't.
How about the Detroit Tigers?
Hmm.
My Tigers, who I have money on to win the American League Central, thank you very much. They beat the White Sox. So there's no reason to jump up and down here.
It's going
to
be a long year for old Rick Bozich.
Boy, it is. And the Milwaukee Brewers did sweep the Mets in that series, in that testy series.
Okay, yeah, I knew that.
So the Brewers are 3-0. The 0-3 teams are the White Sox and the Mets, and the 0-4 teams are the Astros and the Marlins. Brandon Pfaadt got the win yesterday. Always, you know, this is personal agenda here because nobody else cares. But Trinity boy, Bellarmine boy, Brandon Pfaadt started in the World Series, pitched great in the World Series last year. For the Diamondbacks, he wins his opener yesterday, five innings, gave up one earned run, and Arizona beat, won 3 out of 4. They beat Colorado yesterday 5-1. So congrats to Brandon Pfaadt. And now we get to your Cincinnati Reds. They opened the season on Thursday with an 8-2 win over Washington. Very impressive.
Easy.
Then they blow the game on Saturday. I mean, blow the game. 7-6, Washington wins it. Late, the bullpen fell apart. And I said this to you before the show. I like the Reds. You know, I bet the Reds to win the National League just for fun. If you lose 2 of 3 at home to Washington to start the season,
there goes
that's
that.
A bad sign.
Yeah.
That's a bad sign. Yesterday, they are down 5-3, down to their last, not last out, they're down to their last strike.
Last strike, yeah.
India double. Will Benson. Who, I don't know why this guy bats second. Can we move De La Cruz up in the lineup and let Will Benson go back?
I love Benson batting early in the lineup.
Well, it was perfect yesterday because he hit the game-tying home run. And on the next pitch, Encarnacion, what's his first name?
Christian.
Yeah. Christian Encarnacion Strand, walk-off dinger, 6-5 Reds.
For those of you counting at home, that's 3 runs and 3 pitches. Was awesome. It was awesome.
You didn't give up? You stayed to the end?
I was listening to it in my car. Oh. I was traveling. So, yeah, I was listening to it live. I was going crazy. I about crashed my car.
Baltimore's good, by the way. Mm-hmm. Baltimore beat the Angels 11-3 and 13-4 in the first two games. Now, Angels won yesterday 4-1. I said this. I don't know if I said this on the show. But if based on what I've seen early, I might have said this Friday, which was really early. If you want to make a little money, I think, you bet a 4-team parlay every day of the season, or 3 if some certain teams aren't playing. You bet whoever Oakland's playing, whoever the White Sox are playing, whoever Colorado is playing, and who was my?
Angels.
And the Angels. 4-teamer, you're going to win more than you lose. Now, I don't know what it's going to pay. It may not be great.
You got to take them on the run line, -1.5.
No. You can't run line. If you run line and one team wins by one, then you're just angry at yourself. Just money line. And they're probably going to all be 1-2 favorites, you know, -200 every time, every game they play. Now, if they're playing each other, don't make the play. I don't know how hard. I got to stress this a bit. The Angels and Oakland are in the same division. If they're playing each other, don't play either one of them. Because they both stink. Oakland, by the way, won yesterday.
Are fans still doing the parking lot boycott?
There was nobody there. You know, I got the Major League extra innings package. Mm-hmm. So I got it on. I turned that game on, and there's nobody there. It's a beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon in Oakland. And everybody had their own vendor,
I did see they potentially have a 5-year new lease plan.
Yes.
So that's cool.
Still in Oakland.
Yeah. By the way,
some people shouldn't own. You know how I say some people shouldn't be head coaches? Mm-hmm. Some people shouldn't be owners. It's just the way it is.
Do the Angels still have Anthony Rendon?
I don't know. If they do, he's probably hurt. I'd have to look it up. I don't know. But Oakland beat Cleveland last a literal walk-off yesterday. 4-3. The Angels won. The White Sox lost, and who was my other? Colorado lost. So, I mean, if you'd have bet it opening day, you'd have won. If you'd have bet it Saturday, I think you would have won, four-teamer. I know the White Sox are 0-3. I'm wrong on Saturday. Colorado did beat Arizona on Saturday. But I'm saying once a week you're going to hit this thing.
Yeah.
That's all.
Rendon is still with the Angels, and you're correct, he is injured.
Reds start their first road series tonight in Philadelphia.
Ooh.
Andrew Abbott will get the start against Sanchez. 6:40 on Bally Sports Ohio. By the way, my really dumb bet is paying off. My really dumb, don't think about it bet. It started Thursday. I bet $10 on Arizona. We're doing this alphabetically.
Which is a horrible
Which is
idea.
Ridiculous. They won. I gave a 2.5 runs, I think. They won easily. I went to Atlanta on Friday. They won easily. I went to Baltimore on Saturday. They won easily. I'm just rolling it over. And yesterday, I had $71 to roll over. I bet it on Boston at Seattle. And Boston was like plus, I don't know what it was, 100. It was a good odds. Boston 5, Seattle 1. So the 71 turned into 157. Do I roll that over today?
Yeah, but don't do alphabetical order anymore.
It's Cubs today. Cubs are home.
I'm okay with that, but what comes after Cubs, John?
Cubs are minus 220 at home against Colorado home opener.
Alphabetical, what comes after Cubs?
Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
And you know who they're playing on Tuesday?
Mm-mm.
They're at home against the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Don't do that.
Yikes.
Don't do that.
And then I would go Cincinnati, which will be in Philly on Wednesday. And then I would go Colorado.
Don't do it.
Yikes.
Don't do Colorado.
Well, here's what I did. So, first four win, I got 157 in the bank. I took 100 out. Took 100 out. I bet 57 on the Cubs tonight to win like $85.
Being smart about it. I like it.
But see, now, if the Cubs win and I get that 85, do I then roll that over on the White Sox?
No.
Maybe I take the run and a half.
I don't hate that.
If you bet the White Sox against Atlanta, you might have a problem. You might just have a problem. All right, women's basketball. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Going to be fun tonight. Tony Burke joins me in studio tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.